So, okay, everybody, we just talked about wringing out your washcloth, kind of fold it up into halves and quarters, and then to start wringing it from left to right, like a screwdriver, like a cork screw, is to use one hand and wrist, turn it in one direction, and with the other hand and wrist, turn it the opposite, the other direction. And to do that oppositely on each left and right hand, assuming you have a left and right hand at your time of showering. Make sure it's all dry. You've moved your shower curtain, if you have one, away from the side wall where the faucet is, or on the other side where the back part of the tub is, and pull your curtain away from the bathtub side so it doesn't stick. Open up the bath shower open and let the water drain. It's always good to get the air to flow through there so it dries properly and there's no dampness or mold, things happening like that eventually. So open up your curtain, make sure all your shampoos and soaps are in the proper spot. Think about the next person that's using it, or for the next person next time that you use it. And you'll have at least a minute and a half before you step out, and you'll be having a lot of the water drip down to your toes, to the bottom of the bathtub. Then you can step out, hang your wringed out washcloth, hang it up, take your towel out, and then hold it in front of you. Hold it from the one top side. It's always a top one, a top side, a bottom side, a left and right side, and there's a front and back of a towel. So think of it as the length of your body. There's a top of your body, which is the head, and then there's a bottom of your body, which is the toes. So your towel can almost be the length of your whole height from your head down to your toes. So hold it in front of you on one side, pick one side, and think about washing and wiping down the water of your front side. So the top side of the towel will be used for your head. The other side, the bottom side, will be used for your legs and toes. The middle side will be for your middle area of your body. And then remembering that one side of the towel will be for your front, and the other side will be used for your back side. So go ahead and hold your towel out using both arms. Hold it from the very corner, top corner, left and right top corner, and move it to the top of your head. So the top of the towel will be used for your head. Start rubbing down the towel onto your head to wipe the dampness, the water, out of your hair. Or you just the top of your head. If you don't have hair, it's used both ways, either with hair or without hair. Use the top of that in the middle. It be used for your hair. And then picture the another lower part of the middle will be for your face. Wipe your face, your forehead, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, on the outside of the left and right of that top part, picture it as a panel or a column panel on the left side and the right side. Use the area on the edges of the top of the towel to wipe the back of your neck, and then use the right side by panel that you haven't used for your head or your face is to wipe down your ears, the back of your neck, and the top of your shoulders. Use that those two panels, which are on the left side and the right side of the top of your towel, use that for your rest of your ears, the side of your neck, the back of your neck, and your shoulders, left and right. Further down on the sides, on left and right, you can use that area for your arms. Use a left and right lower panel on that one side of your towel to wipe down your hands, your arms, your armpits, the parts all around, and then use the right side for your right arms, hands, wrists. Now, further down in the middle is used for your chest, top of your the neck down, your chest down towards your stomach. So, you haven't gone to the middle yet, but use the middle part of the towel for the middle of your body, which is, for men, is your groin, and for women, it is the same. It is your middle area. Use the front, wipe down the front side with the front middle of your towel. You've got that far. So you've forgotten your back side. Go ahead and turn the towel from top to middle and to wipe your back by using a seesaw or like a saw. If you looked at someone cutting wood and having a long saw, is to go up and down, left and right, up and down, using the middle part to get all the areas of your back, not missing, soaking up any water, is probably bow your head down, move your top of your body a little bit forward, make sure that you have a balance, and to keep going from left to right, up and down, across the back, the towel on the back, and to wipe down everything. Now on that same side for your back is to go down and wipe down your buttocks, the fleshy part of your buttocks. Wipe it down and use the same area, same part of the towel to wipe down the inside your buttocks. Okay, now you still got the bottom half of the towel. That's when you finish from your top all the way to your middle to that area, is to use the bottom half. Use one side of the bottom half of one side for one leg. One leg, the thighs, the knees, all areas, all the way down. Now you could bend over and crouch, or you can go and walk forward to the bathtub or to a stool, and to put the towel down, hold it, and then step onto that bottom part of the towel. That way it'll be your toes will be holding it down, the towel will be over your leg, and you can start patting down your thighs, your yams, your legs, your thighs, everything, all the way up to your buttocks. Use that, wipe it all down, get into your toes. The bottom part of the towel will be used to dry your toes. Now on the other side, other side is to use that on your other leg and wipe everything down. Now to remember what side you haven't used is sometimes you can feel it by the soakness, how much that towel has been soaked with water. Another thing is to probably you can mark the top and bottom by maybe you can put maybe a tape on it. And I would not advise putting a bobby pin or something like that. Would be sharp because it may stick you into your skin. So mark it the top and bottom, and that might be a good thing for the next time that you use your towel. It's always best not to use the same towel for too many times. I would be best to use that towel probably at least twice, and you could possibly get away with three, but after that you probably need to get a new towel. So try to get enough supply of towels, 3, 4, 5 for yourself. Your household would need more if you have more than one person to be using towels, so that you don't run out for yourself. So that is a summary. I could do one more. Reiterate is to have a top and bottom. Hold it height-wise. Have it from in front of you. Select your top. Wipe your hair down. You're going to use more of the top part for your of your towel if you have a lot of hair. If you have long flowing hair, thick hair, you're going to use more of that towel. You're going to use more of the top part. And you're going to probably use less for your side, for your ears, neck, face. And we try to remember the top that you have. You can mostly feel what you've already used by how damp your towel is. A lot of times when you start wiping down your back, you kind of get the towel could be slipping, and you kind of lose track of what part of the towel you've used. But use one side of the towel for your front. Use that all the way down from the top of your head, face, your neck, your chest, your middle area, all the way down your legs and toes. Use one side for that. Then use the other side for the back of your neck. Probably some more drying off your long flowing hair and the back of your back by doing seesaw motions in the back. And then your backside, your buttocks, and then you'll be using the top to the middle on both sides. You can then move towards your legs and move and use one side for your thighs, calves, that's the word, calves and thighs, and your toes, using one side. Now use the other side of your towel, using that for the other side leg, the other leg. Of course, to keep your balance on this is to use a stool or use the side of the bathtub. Step, you get close to it, step to the bathtub, have your towel in front, lay it, have it touch the bathtub, and then put your foot on top of the towel. Then you draw the towel over your leg, and calves and thighs, and then start wiping down using the one side, and then repeat that on your other leg. Then hang it, fold it, probably get it air dried, and you can mark it for the top and the bottom, so that you can remember, you can know what you've done the last time when you do it again, when you take another bath. And you can research and then decide what people are saying is how many times you should take a bath per week. Some people, because of certain lifestyles, they have to take a bath every day. Others that who have not having a dirty lifestyle, you know, with air and dirt and dust and smog, they don't need to take a bath as often. And it's advisable to take a bath at least every 2 to 3 days. That's the longest you should, because you need to wash away bacteria, dirt, and air particles, and your skin feel a lot better. And you need to shampoo, and that's another thing. We don't have to get into that. That's about washing, and I'm only talking about the towel usage. And I'll come back possibly with a third one. I might even be recording this while I am wiping my body down after taking a shower, and then it'll be a description of what is happening with my towel as I use it to dry myself. So take care from now, and if you have any questions, is you can get in touch with me, and I will answer those questions on the next segment. So hopefully that answers quite a bit. And it's 1730. Thank you for now. Take care. Bye.